This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. The Bellamy Mansion, the Bergwin Wright House, and the theatrical troupe Pineapple-Shaped Lamps have joined together to present Wilmington horror story, Mansions of Madness. There are cults at our beloved mansions. Or at least actors making it seem that way. Before you can experience the insanity inside the mansions, you do have to sign a waiver.
And what's going on at this table right here?
We have to sign waivers in order to walk through the mansion, whether you want to participate or don't want to participate with the actors in the house. If you want to be touched, which means you would participate with the actors, or if you don't want to be touched because you're just a little bit leery of that.
If they touch me, what would happen?
They could ask you to dance or possibly play poker with them. They won't take you into another room or they won't separate you from the group. They won't take off your clothes.
Okay, that's good.
That's a volunteer at the Bellamy Mansion, Terry Kennedy. This is the second year for this immersive haunted experience. Laurel Coffey from the Bellamy Mansion is the event organizer, and Wesley Brown from Pineapple-Shaped Lamps is the creative producer. Here's Laurel first.
We're collaborating. It's the Bellamy Mansion, Pineapple-Shaped Lamps, and the Bergwin Wright House. Not only did we want to bring this type of horror haunted house experience to Wilmington, but it's also a fundraiser for all three of our nonprofit organizations. So not only is it fun for our community, but it's a benefit. So it's, you know, producing some good for all of us.
The concept we came up for both houses was cults. So we started with cults, and then we just went from there.
Cults from back in the day?
One of the houses is kind of a nondescript time period, like you're not sure what kind of time period it is, but the Bellamy is definitely more of a modern feel, so we didn't specify necessarily what time period it was, but it feels very modern. We're not trying to date it at all.
How do you put something like this together?
Very carefully. Well, because we start with the concepts, and we have teams of writers, and we just kind of brainstormed what exactly it would be, and we actually wrote out scripts for these houses. Like, it's a full, like an actual play script. And then casting, we did an open casting call to all of Wilmington, anyone in the surrounding area that was interested in just participating, coming to play, like improv, something that's good to have because, as you know, as we don't know what the audience is going to do as they're kind of walking through. So I would say it's something that can be for a horror enthusiast, but also like it's a performance art piece in a way, too.
No, it is not for all children.
No.
Who shouldn't come?
We would have to base that off of the maturity level of the child. I think that's up to the discretion of the parent to figure out if their kid is mature enough for something like this.
The content of the stories and the nature of what we're doing is not really a kid-friendly thing. But if parents are okay with, you know, their kid seeing an R-rated movie, then it's nothing that they wouldn't necessarily experience through that. We just don't want to suggest, like, we don't want people like, oh, it's a fun Halloween thing, bring the kids, because no, that's not what this is, because it is, like, very much adult content, language, and situations. So
I did hear that it's not, like, jump out and scare you kind of haunted house.
No, it's not. Although there is elements that are like that. The fear comes from how people get involved with the story, because the audience is going to be a part of the story. They are a character within the world that we set up for them. And if they get attached to the characters, if they get attached to the reality that we put them in, then they will be afraid.
That was Wesley Brown and Laurel Coffey, organizers of Wilmington Horror Story at the Bergwin Wright House and the Bellamy Mansion. The Mansions of Madness tour is one more night, Halloween, from 7 to midnight. Find details, if you dare, at whqr.org.